We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
All right, we're off into hour number two. Go to towardanarchy.com. As always, to follow along, look for February 27th. You see, my guest is psychic medium Chris Garcia. We're just talking about the future and about people and about feelings and ideas. And it's just the same old conversation, but with a different person this time and a different view and a different energy and a different feel and different thoughts about the way things are and the way things might be and the way things could be. Next week on the show, Matthew Wojtecki is back. He has a new book, and we're going to talk to him about that at the follow-up to Brush Fire, so I'm excited to see what that's all about. I haven't got my copy yet, so I probably will not be too well up on it, but that doesn't mean that we can't have a conversation about him and about his work and about, you know, the ideas that'll be contained within the story, because that's kind of key to the conversations with Matthew. He's been on the show a couple of times. We've talked about his book, Brush Fire, and about independent publishing and the creative process and all that. But it's the ideas that run through Matthew's books that they're really cool. They're very current, you know, sort of talking about crypto technologies and information, the importance of information and digital things, and the Ukraine. This whole incursion into the Ukraine here is proving that point with Elon Musk clicking on the satellites there, so they have internet now in the Ukraine where they've been sort of disconnected before with everything that's going on, and also millions of dollars in digital currency have been donated to the cause over there, and for good or bad, again, fog of war, I'm not going to sit here and choose sides of states fighting each other with other states fixing the propaganda and the message in between what's going on over there and what I see in here. Yeah, that's it. I see people picking sides and do things. I think it's great. I think there's this wonderful thing going on with market pressure and just sort of the capitalists and the businesses themselves, without any sort of mandate or anything like that, forcing them to do something that they've just decided that they're not doing business with the Russians, with any Russians. It's sort of punishing them all in a way, which is unfortunate, but it's proof of a concept that certainly runs through this show and at the heart of many of the things that I talk about. And that's that idea that we, the market, people, our choices in the market are casting our vote with our dollars, not buying a vote with our dollars. That's what happens now. Casting our vote with our dollars makes a difference in the world, and it can make all of the difference in the world in terms of the positive things, the positive energy that we need being produced more so than the negative. I mean, if we're all free to decide what we do with what we have, and there's nobody there pushing us to war and stealing our money to go off into war and creating a propaganda so they can involve themselves into this somebody else's conflict, even if it's not a war, even if it's not quite what we see, so that they can profit from it. Huge problem. But that was a long way to go about saying that, you know, we'll talk about the technologies and some of the really cool things that are in Matthew's book next week when he joins us on the 13th. Michael McGrooch is with us. He's an artist and creative individual seeking human values outside the system. There's also some sort of keywords and ideas that attracted me to him, to bring him to have a conversation, so we get to hear what he means by that and where he goes with that and how it's reflected in the art. So much of the things that we do, talking about art and individualism and those approaches. March 20th, tentatively scheduled, Matt Hawkins, the great comic book creator and head of Top Cow, been with Image since 1993, back in the day when it started. That'll probably leave then Dr. Dean Lloyd to visit us a month from today. I haven't asked him about it yet, but we try to squeeze him in there once a month. So he'll probably be with us on the 27th of March. And then it goes on from there. I'm talking to Chris Garcia. He's a psychic medium. Go to towardanarchy.com. He's a friend of mine. Moreover, and we've become friends talking here and over the social media, and I watch him talk with other people, and I hear what he has to say, and I think it's fantastic. Just this idea of helping people see whether it's into the future or whether, you know, whatever connection it is, to help them see themselves better and the world around them better. And I think that what happens, and I bet you agree with me on this, Chris, is that you can be misunderstood by people who have a negative concept of the word psychic or medium or anything to do with the afterlife or other worlds. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, sir. Yes, I can agree on that one because, I mean, I'm not, you know, because I'm Catholic. I'm just going to say it like that, okay? That, I can tell you, Michael, is that is true, because with the gifts that we have, they judge us because they don't understand us, but it doesn't make them, you know, all I can do is just pray for them. Because if you really think about it, God had a gift. God was psychic. His mother was gifted. So, of course, the Bible is not going to tell you that, but, I mean, there's probably, if you go back to the testimonies and all that stuff, it would probably tell you, you know, before it was made and written, before they changed, you know, certain phrases in there. But it never said anything about us being evil, because God can give us a gift, but it doesn't have to be understood. And I think that's why they did what they did to him. And he, you know, he died for us, you know. And I didn't mean to bring that up. It's just that something that I felt that I needed to bring up.
No, I think it's important. I think it's that you have to be honest, especially with my audience. There's no question about it, the live audience. I think topics like this, you have to be honest with them about your individual feelings about, in this case, their God, I guess. It's a weird thing to have to think about and consider, but I'm not trying to alienate people, and I know that you're not either, and so that I imagine that you try to do as I do a lot of times, and that speak very generally in terms of spirituality and gods and things like that. And it's a safe place to be. You want to take a couple of calls here, Chris?
Go ahead, sir. If there's any calls,
awesome.
If somebody wants to talk to me.
Mike. He's in Pennsylvania. He's on line 3, and he wants to jump into the conversation. Mike, what's up, my friend?
For a good future.
There you are. Go ahead. Try again,
hey,
there, Mike.
Am I taking the right steps to have a good future?
Firstly, with your energy, I actually want to say, yeah, you are taking the right steps. What I'm feeling from you is that you need to, I would say, clean your circle. I'm getting chills as I'm talking to you. I'm getting, like, very anxiety. I feel like you have a lot of pressure on you. I almost want to say, like, a boss kind of feeling. Like a person that has a big step and taking that next step, like climbing up the ladder. I would say just to trust yourself more. Oh, Lord, hold on. I was just got a message. For you not to get discouraged and have faith that know that you are on the wrong path. And people might think that you're not, but this is what I was told from a good friend of mine. You don't need to prove anyone to, you don't have to prove nothing to no one. You know who you are. You know that you have God in your heart. You know that you have a good faith. You know, you've got good head on your shoulders. And I feel that you're a person that is very very direct, but I feel that some people can't take what you give them. So it's kind of like they're willing to hear, you're willing to hear them out, but when it comes to you, it's like they shut you out. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm getting with you right at this point in time.
Okay, that sounds right about on. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
What do you say, Chris? Anytime. I mean, I think that there's, I think those are great individual questions that I think everybody has. Am I on the right path? And it's such it's a relative question, isn't it, right? Everybody's path is different. So I think we're all on the right path. For us, if we're doing and succeeding and we're not taking advantage of other people, so then the question becomes maybe oftentimes, what is the path that I'm on? Where is this path leading me?
It's to leading you for enlightenment and for the truth. That's what I feel, that you're going to be guided to whatever direction you're taking. It doesn't have to always be the show. It could be just within your personal life. You're here to, like prophet, to be a prophet and say your own words. Because I do feel that you have this way of talking to people. And with your throat chakra, I feel that you have this very strong vocal. But that's what I'm seeing with you. I feel that you're doing what you're meant to do. And right now, even though I don't know why I can't see, even though I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but I feel like you got chills. And I feel that as I'm talking to you, it resonates what I'm being told to tell you. So that's what I'm saying right now. So I feel that don't question it. Don't doubt it. Let it go and just ask for the higher source or the guys or whoever you want to call them, angels. Just ask them, what is the next step that I need to take? What is this? What is the thing that you're telling me? What am I supposed to do here on earth? That's what you really need to ask, but you got to believe in yourself at the same time. So I'm just going to go ahead and just do one quick reading on you, Michael. So let's see what our oracle cards got to say. So let's see what they got for you.
All right. You're talking to me, right? Not Mike that was on the phone, because he's gone.
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to you. Okay, so what I was told to tell you is honor your beauty inside and out. Discover your outer and inner beauty. I was told to express and be creative in what you do. Express your inner creator. And what you got to do is take that leap of faith and know that you're here for a reason. There's no mistake why we came across each other, why me and you have that connection. I feel that even though you do your show, but I feel that you, off the show, I feel that you give people healing, reassurance, and validation in times that they need to hear that stuff. And that's what I'm getting from you. Also, you have the support system, which meaning the spiritual support. You have your guys on the other side, giving you to get through the days of when you get discouraged or just kind of sad. So I feel that you have a very, very strong presence to you. You are protected, by the way, is what I'm being told. Hold on. I don't know why, but I keep picking up a male around you. Is what I'm seeing. So I just want to say that they're patting you on the shoulder and they're saying you're doing a good job. Keep it up.
That's very cool. It's such a human condition thing to want to receive validation for the things that we do. And in a world where we have so many distractions and those distractions continue to grow every day, it's harder and harder to find individual validation for the things that we do. And when so many of us are doing such seemingly menial things, is the sort of day-to-day drudgery, the 9-to-5 jobs, the things like that, that we don't really see any end or purpose in, that only serves to compound the problem, to make it harder for us to see any direction or point in the direction that we're headed. And I always appreciate the idea of offering people a different vision, because no matter what, whether you know somebody, Chris, you know, whether you know the person that you're talking to or not, or whether you've only had a couple of chats with them over the phone, as it were, like we are right now, your everybody's impression of what the individual is going through and the question that they're asking is going to be different, and so the response is going to be different. But when you're trying to tune into the individual, your own person inside, and help yourself learn and grow, there are certain truths that exist, I think, across all of these, whether it's psychology, whether it's psychic readings, mm-hmm. whether it's love, politics, the media and the way that they communicate with people. There are certain truths about how we will accept or receive the information that we're told, or what that information really should be brought down to. And in your case, you believe that you get your instinct, your feelings, these notions about individuals that you're talking to and you're mm-hmm. interacting with from a mm-hmm. higher place. Some people believe that it's in their own internal voice. The point is yeah. that I think that a lot of times people aren't listening, and so someone like yourself or even someone like me can provide a different perspective to individuals that mm-hmm. didn't even know that they could look at things in a certain way.
And that's what I'm meant here for, is to help others and guide them, and to know that, you know, there might be times where they do need to cut the cords and, you know, and get for the people that are not around them, that it's not positive. That's what I'm sensing. But I do feel that at times we need to get rid of people that are toxic. I do feel that we do what we got to do, and sometimes we need that reassurance that not everyone is meant to be there permanently. Everyone is sometimes there for a lesson. Some of them are there to be there for
eternity. That's a really good point. I think a lot of people hold on to other people and their ideas and their toxicity for a lot longer than they should because of that. Yeah, they believe that they're supposed to make a difference, or that those people are to be there for a reason. And maybe they are. The reason is to tell you to stay away from toxic people like that. And that's very big. I noticed mm-hmm. that in some of the conversations that we've had with other people, that has come up, that one of the things that you thought in some of these individuals is they need to remove some toxic people from their lives. And mm-hmm. I find that interesting, because it's something that you've never said to me, and I know why, because I don't keep toxic people in my life.
Yeah, and it's weird, because I do feel that everything is within time. Everything has a time frame. Everything has a deadline. So that's what I'm seeing. But I do feel that for some reason, even though I never talked about it on the show that I was previously on, everything has a time. Everything has a time frame. Everything is the time when you are meant to say this, and the time frame to, you know, say certain things, that time frame. I do believe that, you know, a lot in my heart. There's times where I've had to cut people off so my spiritual growth can continue. People that are like jealous, people that are kind of neglecting, people are just there that need to get rid of, to avoid. I do feel that those are the people that are kind of stopping your growth. So I feel that's very important.
Absolutely, inhibiting people in their growth. We gotta go into the break here. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up with Chris Garcia, psychic medium.
you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead, and that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I hear something saying.
Right back in with talk over the guys. As much as I love the music there, we're running a little bit out of time. It's almost time to say goodbye to Chris here, but we have more calls to take. So we're going to go right to another call. We have Kelly in Georgia. They want to join the conversation because I will not assume their gender. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for Chris?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Chris, I have a huge day tomorrow. I'm in a battle with the state that I live in over the kind of plants that I like to grow. And tomorrow is a big court date for us, and I'm just want to get your feeling for it. My husband's involved in it too, but it's just obviously me on the phone right now. But just wanted to get your feeling. It's been going on almost 4 years now. So it's been a long struggle.
Okay, so what is your name again, huh?
Kelly.
Okay, hi, nice to meet you, Kelly. So I'm going to tell you what's funny. I took one card out. One card, when I was shuffling, one card fell. So the Queen of Wands came up. The card that came out is the spirit, is the guide. For some reason, I kept getting like a grandmother or a mom. I mean, through, she's giving you the strength to give you the courage, because I feel that you are kind of going through hard times right now. Now I'm getting two females coming through, so they're saying that you have to keep your mentality and keep it strong, keep up in your faith. Yes, it's going to be a struggle with this stuff that you're dealing with, but I do feel that you're going to come out winning.
And then it says that they're generously helping you. I don't know why I heard the word lawyer. Hold on, let me see. Is this a female lawyer or a male lawyer? Hold on. Female or for some reason, I keep getting the mail, but I did send a female for some odd reason. The judgment card came out, says that you will be judged. People will start turning on you because they're being greedy on what they're wanting, and they're not really thinking in the right state of mind, so it's all like me, that kind of thing is what I'm seeing with mm-hmm. that. So with that being said, I feel that you are where you're supposed to be. I do see that you're overwhelmed. I feel that you're panicked. You feel that you're just don't know what road to take. But I do feel that you're going to know what you're meant to do. I just feel that you have to just trust in yourself and just know that you just got to just believe in yourself is what I'm being told to tell you. You got to believe in yourself, ma'am.
All right. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. And this is, thank you. That meant a lot, what you just said. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kelly. We appreciate your input. And the best of luck tomorrow with all that, really, truly. Hope that it works out the best for you. It's unfortunate that it's a story that's happened in this nation time and time again for many, many years now. The states have persecuted and prosecuted people over plants and over personal individual choices, and it's coming to a head, but we're still so far from. See, I live in one of those places that they still don't understand that they still don't get it, and they're still fighting it, and it's all about the money, and oh God, they're so. Mm-hmm. I hate this topic. For a lot of personal reasons, and I've been in and around a plant all my life, and I've watched the miracles that really nature provides for individuals when they are allowed to be who they are, and they're allowed to drink the raw milk or to mm-hmm. to eat or smoke the plant that they feel makes them just a little bit calmer or takes away that appetite mm-hmm. or what, you know, there's so many things mm-hmm. out there. So many times this has happened that people, there's no reason why anybody should be involved in what we're ingesting into our own bodies, or what we're taking into our own minds, and it's a conversation that it's a never-ending struggle back and forth, and about who's right and who's wrong, and who can do this and who can do that, and why we can't, and just oh man, and then people like Kelly and her family have to suffer. It's fairly obvious to me, Chris, there that she was in some serious pain and has some serious questions about this thing that's haunted her for years now and is coming to a head tomorrow. Did I lose everybody? There you are.
No, I'm still here, too. we have an amazing attorney.
Oh, okay, Kelly, you're still there, too.
Yeah. We have a female attorney, and she is the best in the state, and she's fighting for us. And I just hope that maybe us going through this will mean that other people don't have to in the future. That's all I can, you know. I know we've been led to this position for a reason, so it's just keeping the strength to get through. But
what'd you say there, Chris?
But thank you.
Yes, you just gotta have the faith.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Chris. Brother, right. It's been great talking to you again, my friend. I will catch up with you soon, all right?
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, brother. Take care. And we'll be right back.
You too.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is Toward Anarchy on RBN with Michael Storm.
Okay, so we'll have to see how this goes. You have to bear with me just to try to put this thing together, because I haven't thrown together a whole bunch of thoughts on the subject, because for me it's always fairly easy to understand these things, and so I assume that when I want to go and talk about them, I can just turn myself on and put myself in that frame of mind and begin to speak about them, hopefully intelligently, logically, consistently. None of those things all of the time, some of those things most of the time. I've been wanting to talk about it for a while because it's come up all over the place, and that's the digital currencies and the NFTs and the trading in them, and now it's we had the trucker convoy where these digital currencies and donations and things were stopped, but digital currencies in many cases were able to get through, and where These people that create non-custodial wallets, I talked about this last week, where they were approached by governments and told that they had to give up information and stop transactions and things that they had no ability to do, and they just explained it to them in no uncertain terms. And so that's just one example of the things that have come up lately regarding the digital currencies and NFTs. And I just want to try to clear the air on these things, because I have a perspective that's solid on these. I have an understanding of the money and the currency. I also have an understanding of the technology that allows me to be able to put an understanding of it together. And so I want to do that. And I want you to follow along with me, and we can kind of do it together as we always do. Go to towardanarchy.com, and where we'll end up ultimately be in the articles section, because there's an article about just currency and money and digital currency in general that I wrote some time back, talking about this same thing, wanting to explain the digital currency. But there's so many other aspects of it, and there's so that are not touched on in there, like the non-custodial wallets and these exchanges and things of that nature. And then, of course, even the NFTs, because while I talk about digital collectibles in that particular article that's there, NFTs didn't exist at the time. They did, but they didn't. There wasn't anybody trading in them. Nobody had coined the term NFT at the time. They were just digital collectibles. And then it was a point sometime not long after that that these things that I'd been collecting for years already suddenly became a blockchain item, which is something I'd hoped all along. If you've been following me for the years that the show's been on, I've been collecting longer than that in this digital marketplace, and expecting all along that eventually these things would be converted to the blockchain, that I would be able to take my digital collectibles and keep them in my collection, that they don't just reside on a server somewhere, and that ultimately that they become as unique as anything can. Comic books are a collectible, but they're not unique. They're unique in very limited senses. You might have one comic book that the cover on it is different from the same comic book, the same story on the inside, but that is limited to 1 in 5,000. So if they only printed 25,000 of the normal comic book, there's only 5 of this comic book. And so limited. And I use the comic books when I want to talk about currency and money and these digital exchanges a lot, because comic books is a collectible, so it falls into the same category in the terms of the way people have to exchange it, with the bitcoins, with the NFTs, these non-fungible tokens. The idea is that you can exchange them amongst other people who are interested in them, and you can exchange them for other digital collectibles, other comic books, or you could exchange that collectible for money, another currency that you can go out and buy other things with. And so it falls under the category of currency and collectible, which is the same thing that these NFTs are and the Bitcoins. And I want to express to people about the importance of market choices in these things. It's been fun, interesting to watch as people fight against NFTs. NFTs have a very negative connotation. Any association of NFTs right now is extremely negative, and it's depressing, because someone like myself, who is an artist, particularly a digital artist, can use something like NFTs to make a stream of income for myself, not unlike that that comic book artists and creators have created for themselves. They didn't always exist within their universe. The comic book creators didn't always have access and rights and royalties and continue to get paid for the ideas and the characters that they created and the stories that they created. And the same existed in this sort of digital realm. You don't really have, they're not yours. Well, NFTs, these non-fungible tokens, these digital pieces of artwork, fall into that category. There are things that they can do with these digital pieces of art. For instance, if you take one of these, imagine if a comic book creator could do this. Just think of this in terms of real world items. Don't imagine that it's a digital thing that you don't really have a grasp of. Forget that for a moment. Just think of it in terms of a collectible real world thing that you can do something with, and which is, it's tough in the case of Bitcoin because it's different. It doesn't have that. So if you take a comic book or you take one of these digital pieces of artwork, imagine if somebody who created that comic book, the creator of that comic book, say the creator creators of Superman, Siegel and Schuster, if these guys could have created Superman and had the rights to it or just a piece of it all these years, they wouldn't have had to sue to get the rights back. There wouldn't have been legal battles, things like that. NFTs provide that function, that the technology is there to allow artists to have a piece of their artwork forever, for as long as they can. I guess forever is relative to their own existence and whether somebody else would be interested in it. But if there's money to be made on it, somebody else would be interested. So it could literally sort of feed their families. And what it is you create this piece of art in the digital realm and you put it on the blockchain, and it becomes numbered. It's like number one of 1,000, or just like they do with comic books. And the artist can sell that piece of artwork to somebody who's interested in it, and they can keep that person who buys it can keep it in much the same way as I can keep my comic books that I buy and put them in the boxes, and I have all those boxes in there filled with comic books. And you can do this with these digital non-custodial wallets. It's your wallet. It's a digital space on the blockchain that exists for you, and only you have access to it. You can give other people access to it. People can put things into it for you. You can put things into it yourself, but it's yours. Only you have access to it. There's a big, long password and different ways and things that you have to be able to access it. And as long as you don't give that to anybody else, nobody else has access to your digital things. And it can be pictures of comic books. It could be actual comic books. Comic books are one of the things that they've made into these NFTs. And so the NFT gets sold, this non-fungible token, this piece of art, the digital art gets sold to somebody, and the creator gets paid for it. But here's the thing. So that digital piece of art and that creator's legacy lasts beyond the lives of both the person who created and the person who bought it. So it's handed down to generations, or maybe it's handed off to just the next generation. And the kids aren't interested in it. They don't want it. But it's still valuable. So they can sell it off. This happens with comic books all the time. Excuse me. People will collect comic books their whole lives, and then the kids are not interested in them. And so they're of no value to the children. There's no intrinsic value. There's no connection to them. So the only value that exists is that market value. Well, that person's children, the person that bought that original digital piece of art, could take that piece of art and sell it and make a whole bunch of money. It could be worth as often as art, comic books, things sometimes are, not often. Don't even get twisted about it. Rarely. The new market, the NFT market, is new. And I told you, if you read this article in the articles section at towardanarchy.com, the What is Bitcoin article, I even mention in it when I write it that new investors into markets will screw up the markets. And so I wasn't revealing the market that I buy my digital collectibles in. And I didn't. And my market hasn't blown up like that. It's maintained a steady growth and interest. And more people become interested and more of the digital pieces of art are moved over into that collectible, redeemable space. But so that person's child, whatever, heir, takes that digital asset, that NFT, that piece of digital art, and sells it, and the artist still gets a piece of it. And it's worth who knows how much more. Maybe the artist just sold it for $5, and now there's interest in it. There's only 1,000 of them, and they're in private wallets. You can't get another one of it. They don't exist out there. To have one in your wallet, you'd have to get one from somebody else. If you're interested in that piece of artwork, you're going to have to buy it, trade it, get it somewhere. And that drives market interest in collectibles. That's the limited access to a thing that more than the number of them there are, more people than the number of that thing there are want them. That's the bottom line. It's real simple economics 101, right? The supply and demand. There is less supply than there is for demand for it. That's oftentimes what drives the value of many art pieces. However, art, the comic books, these digital things, there's all the sort of value that the individual places into these things that can cause that value to fluctuate. And that's why you have this weird NFT market right now where people have lost a bunch of money, but a whole bunch of other people have made money. And there's people running around saying, oh, it's a scam, and it should be illegal, and it should be bad. And the thing that I started to say was kind of funny is that there are people who are lauding Bitcoin. They love Bitcoin, the digital assets, the Dogecoin, all of these different things that are out there that provide, that are currencies, that are boring currencies. They don't really do anything. They just, you can provide an exchange, some means of exchange. That's all they can provide you at best. And they're upset about the NFTs. When NFTs are a better version of that digital asset that they're talking about exchanging, for people in the real world, for people who understand the Federal Reserve and the failure of the dollar bill and the manipulations that are behind it, which would you rather hold? $3 million in Federal Reserve notes, or would you rather hold a $3 million copy of Batman number one that is backed by decades, 88 years, 80 something years of existence and interest and billions made on movies and comic books, and people all over the world love it, and I'm wearing a Batman hat right now versus people who, the same equivalent at the time. This is the thing. Anybody who understands money knows that those dollar bills are going to be worth less than that comic book. There's historical fact to prove it. So the comic book is an investment. It's readable. If you really wanted to, you could read that copy of Batman number one, Detective Comics number 47. Read it, whatever early Batman it is, worth millions and millions of dollars, versus just having $3 million in cash. One's an investment, one is you having $3 million in cash that's not going to be worth $3 million tomorrow. And so you either need to get out of it and invest in something else, or spend it on the things that you want. That's the comparison between Bitcoin and NFTs. Bitcoin is just a currency. It's just dollar bills. It's just at best a means of exchanging something. There's no other value to it. There's nothing else it can be. It can't do anything else for you. But the NFT is like the comic book. It's limited. There's only just so many of them. There are people that are interested in them. And in the case of the NFT, there's actually something with it. You buy Bitcoin, you don't get anything with it. You get the promise of it being what it's worth at the time you buy it. Same with dollar bills. But with the comic book, you get the promise of the potential of its history. And that's NFTs at this point. Those are unproven because they're a new technology. But the groundwork for them as being better than just your typical currency, which is what a comic book is. It's better than your typical currency in terms of its ability to grow and be worth something more. Go to towardanarchy.com and click on the articles section and pull up the What is Bitcoin PDF. It's something that you can keep for yourself. This doesn't talk about the NFTs, but then again, it does. It talks about those digital collectibles, and it puts these currencies and things in their place. And you should respect people's interest in market availability, and whether it's digital, whether you don't like it, whether it's a currency you can't back or don't understand, shouldn't matter. It's people's market choices, and you should probably move on. That was kind of the thing that was frustrating me a bit. Just about kind of people up in other people's business. We'll be right back to wrap it up.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Let's go! No, I don't know. I just don't know if there was time, and if that was time enough, if that was enough. I hope you got through all that. The the simple notion of the differences between, I didn't spell it out because it's in the article. If you go to towardanarchy.com, look for the articles section and pull up the What is Bitcoin article. It talks about what is the difference between currency and money. But what I was seeing is sort of hating on the NFTs and the digital stuff, and for all sorts of reasons. One is the there's a lot of people talking about, oh, it's bad for the environment because of the production of these. Well, imagine what it takes to produce a comic book versus what it takes to produce a little digital piece of art that is distributed and handled and managed in the same fashion as comic books, including entire digital comic books like that themselves. And of course, I'm speaking at it in terms of the artist and what they can get out of it a lot. But it should, in the explaining those points, show you that there's no reason to hate on NFTs more than there is to hate on anything that other people collect that you don't like or don't understand or don't want to collect or whatever it is. The comic book geek that you're like, I don't understand why you collect those stupid paper books. Well, the $3 million issues of Batman number one and the multi-million dollar issues of Action Comics number one and the whole if you're not a collector, you'll never understand that part of it. And I get it. I've met people in my life that don't collect anything. They're of no interest in collecting, not even like matchbooks from the different bars. They just don't collect, and so they will never understand that concept. But everybody should understand the concept of sort of gold mining, and that's kind of the comic book thing, and there'll be speculation on that in the digital realm with the NFTs, and that speculation already exists with the Bitcoin. The underlying point is that these are all market items that people are participating in, and if it's not for you, then don't do it. But don't misunderstand it, decry it, misrepresent what it is just because you don't like it or don't want to be involved in it. The truth of it is that there's nothing wrong with any of these things in and of themselves, again, because they are tools or the results of people's interest or need to participate in a market. That's it. That's all there is to it. It really doesn't have anything to do with you, and unless you know you're the one that created the NFT or wants to create the NFTs, and you have this group of people out there that are speaking about it ignorantly, foolishly, and keeping a burgeoning, developing, potentially fantastic technology in some of the, I talked about just that ability of the original artist to continue to make money on it, you know, and continue to be a revenue stream. Everybody in that chain theoretically could. There's so many things that you can do with this, and it's digital. It's not taking up real world assets and in a lot of the ways that many of these other collectibles do. Tons and tons of plastic and paper and junk that will ultimately just end up in the trash. Even after years and years and years, even if it's protected, eventually it's going to get destroyed or deteriorate and become nothing. Well, the digital stuff, it's already nothing. It can't become any less than what it is, but people can still keep it and enjoy it and share it forever. So understand it. Hey, we'll be back with Matthew Wojtecki next week, and we'll talk about his follow-up book. Sounds fantastic. We'll be back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.